Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Lakers lose last night. Down goes LeBron. Down goes Luka. But what's next for both of them and the Lakers? Let's not let J.J. Redick off the hook. It was pretty bad all around. Gentlemen sweep. Minnesota Timberwolves take them out. And now just a lot of questions. And we're asking you a few this morning, including, can LeBron and Luka win a title together? Obviously, the roster has to change. And who are you blaming for this early exit? Again, we're not nitpicking here that they lost in the Western Conference Finals or lost in the finals. They lost in the first round. I mean, with LeBron James and Luka Doncic, you would think, Pearl, that that's enough firepower to get you to the second round of the playoffs.
But as you say that, you have to realize LeBron is 40, and you saw the age in this series. It's not, you say Luka and LeBron. Yes, it is Luka and LeBron James, but this is not normal LeBron James. This is not LeBron James of the bubble. He and especially the way the bubble was designed to give guys rest coming into the playoffs, like, he does not have enough gas in the tank to do this anymore. Well, he's not the old LeBron. I feel like you can't face reality that your hero, LeBron James, is aged.
No, it's not that. I mean, I think moving forward, you've learned a lot here. I just don't know if the Lakers are going to heed these lessons, which is, yeah, you're right. LeBron is older. It looked bad last night. They all look tired, and they look like they waved the white flag a couple different times and then weirdly got it to like a one-point game with 3 minutes left to go. And it felt like they made it close, but almost like going through the motions. I don't know. It was
yeah,
it's an odd game.
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, it did look like they were kind of not into it.
Well, Luka had aggravated his back, and so he's kind of limping around. He's always kind of hulking around because he's so big, and he's not, like, light on his feet, sort of. So he's always kind of hulking around, and it looked even bulkier, I guess, last week, maybe is for lack of a better term. But then they have these stretches where they look unbelievable.
Yeah.
What I think for LeBron is next year, you know, it's got to be all about the postseason. Hell, the rest of the NBA is doing this, and LeBron may have to put aside, hey, you don't play 65 games, you might not be eligible for these awards, these season awards. But what does it matter?
He's not getting them anyway.
Well, he might make like a third-team All-NBA or something. I don't know. But at that point, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, what
you're trying to win a title here at the end of your career. I think that's still the number one goal, not just play with Bronny and have a good time.
Well, listen, a couple years ago, there was a point where he faced a crossroads. And normally LeBron, he was on a pattern where he was leaving after 3 years. I said, I think he likes being in L.A. because everyone loves living in L.A. I think he's got so much going on, too. He's got his production company. I think there were other reasons he stayed in L.A. besides winning a title. Remember we had this discussion? I think ultimately him wearing purple and gold is not about a title.
Okay, but then Luka Doncic drops from out of the sky.
And even when this happened, you did not say, oh, well, they're going to be win a title this year. I don't think a lot of people thought that they had enough to pass all these other teams.
Well, here's the thing, though. And now we're talking about this year's clearly out the door. They just season ended last night. But the question now is ever. Yeah. Now, I would expect them to be competing for a title next year.
Would you really?
I would, because I have to, if I'm going to go down this road, I have to believe that the roster is going to change quite a bit.
But how?
Well, because NBA teams find ways to team build. JJ Redick hopefully would get better as a coach. I'm a little worried about Redick, though.
Can I share an uncomfortable truth about the situation? Maybe Luka and LeBron are not a great match.
But we weren't saying that when they got the three seed.
Some people did say that.
No, people were clowned for saying that. It's like, I feel like there's an NBA kind of, like all the smarty pants NBA people who were telling you, how could anyone have questioned this? How could anyone, when they became, you know, the three seed in a very tough West, it was like, ha, ha, ha. Remember people wondered, how are they going to share the basketball and all that stuff? And
yeah, who's gonna take the same position.
And who's going to take a shot at the end of the game? Well, it turns out their problems were not that. They had 99 problems. That wasn't one.
Well, I think Luka holding onto the ball too long is always a problem, but they have similar skill sets. They're both 6'9" and like to start the top of the key.
Yeah, but I think LeBron has shown that he can really be a bit more of a chameleon than Luka can, right? Like LeBron, I think, can diagnose sort of what needs to happen on the court and can play a little bit more of that role.
Well, I think what they need is not, they don't need another scoring wing. They need, first of all, they need Anthony Davis, and then they probably
bring him back.
You said they need a facilitator, a point guard, per se. I just don't know if a point guard is really a thing with Luka. Because Kyrie wasn't a point guard on that Mavericks team. He was, when Luka sat on the bench, he was a scorer. They took turns scoring. Mm-hmm. And it worked, but I don't think long-term it was going to win a title.
Well, they need size, that's for sure. I mean, they got pretty damn close. They got to the finals. But I just noticed that when I saw Kyrie sitting courtside yesterday. Did anyone else like that? I know he's friends with both guys, obviously, but that didn't perk anyone else up? He's hurt, so I don't know what you do with it. He's torn ACL. But
isn't he going to sign a huge deal? Like, do they have the money? The Lakers, isn't he getting close to a max? Isn't that part of the rumors that I remember people ripping Nico saying, you're going to sign injury-plagued Kyrie Irving to a max, but you're not going to keep Luka? So there's no way the Lakers can fit him in.
I don't think so either. I saw that. Also, and I was like,
talking about it, I know he's not the right fit for that team. That is not what they need. Another guy who just wants to score. Like, they need a Swiss Army knife who can score, defend. They need a Scottie Pippen. They need
prime, Klay Thompson.
Klay Thompson would be great, but even I think they need even more athleticism because LeBron is older now and Luka's not athletic. So I think you need a guy who's going to run all day. And youth, you're looking at Anthony Edwards. You're looking at Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Eventually, you're looking at Wembanyama. You're looking at Jokic.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
They're great players and great teams coming up. You know, it's going to be hard to hold all those guys off. Those guys are going to win titles in the NBA. I just don't think LeBron is in the discussion anymore.
But you know the difference with all those guys, maybe with the exception of Wembanyama, is all those guys live in the paint. Which suggests to me you need someone to protect the rim. Like Jokic, SGA, Anthony Edwards, like these are the guys that Jokic obviously will just punish you under the basket, but Anthony Edwards and Shai are living in the paint, and that's how they dominate games.
Anthony Edwards had more threes than anybody in the NBA, though.
Yeah, but he also is one of the best slashers in the NBA.
Yeah, he's got that move. And Shea's like mid-range, so Shai doesn't get all the way to the rim all the time.
Sometimes it's not necessarily even about actually protecting the rim. It's protecting the paint. All teams in the NBA are trying to get paint touches.
Once you get
to the paint, you can spray it out. Like, if you don't have a guy there to deter people from going inside, it allows, I mean, Julius Randle last night was just walking into the paint because he knew there was no one that could strip him or no one that would block his shot. Paint touches are the key to the NBA, and they're not going to beat any of those teams with the guys they got now.
Yeah, but I thought the whole thing was taking your center off the court in the playoffs. Like the Celtics, I don't know, KP
is a massive
impact last year, right? How many games did he actually play in the playoffs?
No, he got hurt, but he is a massive difference in the defense, though.
Then they basically sent five wing guys out there and destroyed everybody. I thought it was wing defenders, right? Isn't that like
too.
The 6'6 wing defender, I thought, was where the NBA was going. You have a Rudy Gobert, but you take him off the court because he'll get hunted in the pick and roll.
Well, to be fair to Rudy, last night was all about him. I mean, he was spectacular in this game on the offensive side, on the defensive side. You know, the Timberwolves missed so many shots, but because Gobert got so many rebounds, 24 rebounds last night, Wilt Chamberlain-esque. Nine of them on the offensive side. That's how Anthony Edwards can go 0 for 11 from three, and you still win a game on the road, a closeout situation in the playoffs.
I don't think you could talk about Rudy Gobert without noting how very, very bad he's been in this series. He was going up against Jackson Hayes. He was 4 for 13 in the entire series, averaging 2.7 points per game against a team without a center. So, like, Rudy Gobert is, trust me, he will not get minutes against the Warriors.
No, I know.
They're going to pull him out off the court. He was great last night, and my point was the Lakers were so tired, even Rudy Gobert could kill him.
Maybe, or maybe Chris Finch, their head coach, took advantage of it. Like, we see where this is, and he went to town. We're asking, who do you blame most for the Lakers losing in five games? To the T-Wolves right now, LeBron taking most of the blame, 42%, while J.J. Redick taking 40% of the blame. Luka unscathed here.
Okay.
So you can let us know. The other big story, and you can call us about the Lakers at 888-710-4ISN and how you feel in Laker fans and Laker haters. The other big story that's going on today is yesterday, Falcons defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich had to have a press conference because his son, Jax Ulbrich, was the one who found Shedeur Sanders' number off of his dad's laptop or iPad on a database that had all the draftees' phone numbers on them. He passed that number to a friend. They recorded themselves being hyenas calling Shedeur Sanders and pretending to be the Saints. They're not the only people who prank called these draftees. It's become a huge problem and kind of a scourge on the NFL. But, bro, the Falcons fined $250,000. Jeff Ulbrich fined $100,000. Do you think the NFL is too heavy-handed there?
Yeah, I mean, if you actually look at it in comparison to his salary, which is $1.5 million per year reportedly, it's one of the biggest fines in maybe 10 years in the NFL. It's imagine players making $50 million. That would be like fining him $2 million. It's a gigantic fine. It's 10% of his salary.
Well, the coaches don't have a union, I don't believe. I think they do in the NBA, but I don't know if they do in the NFL.
I don't know.
I have to double check that.
But yeah, I was wondering, well, I mean, it sounds like Jeff Ulbrich's just going to accept this fine.
Definitely.
But if he wanted to sue, I'm sure he'd be like, wow, you're fining me $100,000 for this, and look what this guy did, look what that guy did, and their fines. I saw a list, and I'm sorry I don't have it on social media, of some of the things that are way worse that the NFL fined way less.
Right.
You know, obviously personal conduct stuff. So yeah, I think it's a huge fine. And I know why the NFL is doing it. Like, they can't have this happen again. They were embarrassed, deeply embarrassed. But I felt like it was just too much for an assistant coach. If he was a head coach, maybe. But that's a big, big number.
Yeah, I understand people. Listen, I understand why the coach got fined, because this was his laptop, and or maybe it's the company's, but this was on his personal property. This was at their home. It's not like the kid broke into his dad's office or was sitting around the office and this information was up. You have to protect that information, obviously, a lot more closely when you're at home. This could have been in, you know, I don't say anybody, not anyone's allowed inside your house, but I think this was a little more irresponsible, and I'm not taking any of this away from the kid, Jax Ulbrich. He's the one who takes the blame here, but the dad has to be a little more careful around his information. I don't understand why the Falcons got fined. What did the Falcons do?
Well, their laptop. It was their iPad, right?
Yeah, but how do they have control over what someone does on an iPad when they go home?
Like, they have to explain the security risk when they hand out that particular iPad, I imagine. And same with
and I'm sure they did. Like, that, I doubt they, you know, we have, like, I have a company laptop, and we definitely have things that we can't do because IT, like, puts walls up, basically, on stuff we can and can't download and things like that. I don't understand why the Falcons had to pay the brunt. They never were going to draft Shedeur. They didn't. They had nothing to do with this prank call scandal.
Did the Patriots get fined for Deflategate? Actually, I have to check that. I know they got fined, obviously, Spygate. That was an organizational thing. But Deflategate was presumably on Tom Brady if it happened. And I think the Patriots got fined for that, too. It wasn't them.
Well, and other employees. And it happened at the stadium.
But it, yeah.
You know,
well,
I guess,
by the way, what's the stop? We say this like it's some incredibly unprecedented thing. You know, there's every coach has a cell phone. Couldn't somebody crank call anybody now? Like, now that we started this precedent, couldn't, if you were, you know, your dad worked for the Chiefs, couldn't you get into his phone and find Patrick Mahomes' number?
I remember, actually, there was a story a couple of years ago. I don't know if you guys remember this one, where somebody was calling a GM saying they were from a different team.
No way. I don't remember that.
I know. I remember actually because it happened to my Bills. And I remember the Bills calling back and being like, we would never mess around like that. No, we didn't call you. And someone was getting pranked and they thought that they were calling about a trade.
I mean, listen, this is a story we could all relate to because we've all getting these prank calls. And now that people are pretending that they're banks, like a lot of people are getting hit. I think that's another reason there was so much sensitivity to this.
Yeah, I just wonder how much do people think this is a big deal, right? I think there's a few people, and I know data breaches are extremely serious when you talk about, taking advantage of people, companies that could take advantage of. But I think there's a lot of people out there who believe this is a bit of pearl clutching. Like it was a 21-year-old dipstick kid who did this dumb thing that he immediately regretted and apologized for and is now going to do community service according to his dad, and he's gonna, like, he's gotten publicly shamed, he's gonna pay the price. Shador Sanders was incredibly gracious about this. Shador took the high road, so like Shador never looked bad. You know, it was embarrassing for him, sure, but he doesn't look bad here. In fact, I think a lot of people commended him, including myself, for how he did seem to forgive this kid. And like, what, and can we all move on? I think there's a lot of people who think this is a big, we're making a bigger deal out of this.
Well, I wonder with the penalty, are we playing the result in the sense that is the guy who called the number three pick facing the same penalty? For example, say Shador never happened and we found out somebody prank called Abdul Carter, which it did happen. And I think Drew Rosenhaus was involved. There's no way this furor would happen. This is because of the situation with Shador falling and it being the second most watched draft of all time and Mel Kiper and everything that happened. So you're being fined because of who it was and what it was, not because of what the kid did. If the kid had called Cam Ward, or actually Cam Ward went number one, so I guess that's like, if he had called Jackson Dart, who went in the first round, there's no way. Nobody would be upset. They'd be slightly upset, but it would not be. It's because Shador fell to the fifth round.
Also, people don't like that you're calling him a kid. 21 people are saying that you should absolutely know better, which you should, but it doesn't mean you don't do stupid things when you're 21. And that's basically what Shador said. I do want to play one other thing for you, and you're welcome to call about the prank call scandal. 888-710-4ISN. How big of a deal do you think this is? Did it warrant a $100,000 fine on the coach and $250,000 on the organization? Let's play Andrew Berry, the actual Andrew Berry, the real life guy. This is not a prank. Calling Shador Sanders with pick 144 to tell him they were drafting him.
Hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, I know it's been a long weekend. We're going to take you off the board here, all right, brother?
Yes, let's do it.
Hey, listen, you got to come in, you got to work hard, you got to earn your job, earn your keep. And it doesn't matter where you're taking, it matters what you do from this point forward, all right? Talented, spent a lot of time with the middle pitch kid. Let's get ready to go to work and improve what we're passing on.
All right,
I got a coach here right now.
Yo, what's up, coach?
Good to see you, man. Remember, I told you the Lord works in mysterious ways, right?
No, for sure.
It's an opportunity. We're going to get to work together, okay, buddy?
Like the Lord or the draft. But that's very funny. No, they're trying. I think this is very different, Pearl, than most of the draft phone calls that we hear. I think this one was notable, which is usually when guys get called, it's, hey, let's get to work. We can't wait to have you. We're going to run that. You know, it's all this really positive. Andrew Berry said, you're going to have to come in and earn your keep. I don't know how many fifth round picks they even say that to. I think they say, you're coming in, we're excited to have
you. Yeah, it's so funny. I know some people had an issue with it. I saw Pac-Man Jones was very upset on social media. Here's the thing. First of all, they did draft him and stopped the draft slide. This whole thing is the best thing that could ever happen to Shador Sanders. I'm being dead serious. Every great quarterback has adversity, and they learn how to adjust to that. Shador Sanders has played for one coach. The guy's never, this will be the first time he's ever had a QB battle in his entire life. He's always known, I'm going to start no matter what. This is his origin story. And I think the prank call added to it, and I think Andrew Berry was aware of it. Like, Shador Sanders needs tough love. And maybe I'm being patronizing by saying that. Unfortunately, because his dad was the coach, like, he really didn't go through what a lot of quarterbacks had gone through. So I think what Andrew, I kind of agree with Andrew Berry. It's like, We all know he fell. Like Andrew Barry said, everyone knows the story. There was a lot of noise out there about him. Shador heard it. Barry heard it. And he's saying, like, listen, we all know about the noise. This is now it's your turn to make this into a positive. Let's go do that.
That's fine. And I could agree with you there. But nobody has ever uttered the words, a quarterback got drafted to the Cleveland Browns, and that's the best thing that could ever happen to him. That's just never happened.
Well, maybe
they don't have the track record to be able to have that kind of optimism. Maybe him falling, maybe he does kind of get the message now. Like, I was obviously thought I was a little bit better than I am. And there's a dedication to working and doing whatever it takes, right? Fitting in, whatever it takes, whatever that means or looks like. And he does find success. I'm certainly not taking that off the board. I just can't imagine it happening in Cleveland.
Well, that's probably true, but I don't think that my point was that the adversity is good. I mean, listen, your guy Josh Allen didn't get recruited by anybody.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers had one half offer from Illinois and went to Butte College or something. Like Russell Wilson got cut from Mike Glennon. Dom Brady was a 6th-round pick. Patrick Mahomes had a losing record at college. And do you go on and on? All these quarterbacks face tough things. I think this, honestly, this could be the beginning of an incredible story for Shador. I do kind of agree, like, oh, this is a tough spot in Cleveland because they want to draft somebody next year. But I think Andrew Berry was somewhat realistic and being like, let's do this. I think that maybe Shador needs to hear that. If he had called up and said, oh, man, we're so fired up. Congratulations. Nobody's congratulating him now. He was supposed to be the number 3 pick, and he fell in the 5th round. Come on.
And they picked Dylan Gabriel 50 spots above him.
Yeah. I feel like there was an elephant in the room. I understand. You're right. It's 100% different than most draft calls. But I don't know. Maybe
Earn your keep.
I think maybe Andrew Berry had a hand in this. That's the big debate. Was it an owner call or was it Andrew Berry call?
I know what Mary Kay Cabot, who joined us earlier in the week, she said it was definitely Andrew Berry. I would then question, what's your strategy here of taking 2 rookie quarterbacks
50
picks apart?
What they said was the value was too incredible. I think they have an asset in the building maybe, and maybe trade one of them. That's the best you could do. Or maybe it was the owner. I don't know the answer.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We got the Lakers. We've got the NFL prank call scandal that's led to some pretty heavy fines for Jeff Ulbrich and for the Falcons. And then also, you heard that call there from Andrew Berry. What do you think of him telling Shador, you got to come in and earn your keep? 888-7-
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
710 for Eisen.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. The NFL fines Jeff Ulbrich, the Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator, $100,000 because his son got into his iPad and crank called Shedeur Sanders. It's so bizarre. As the story's unfolded, I can't believe how many guys got pranked. I'm really kind of shocked. And the NFL said it wasn't related to the Shedeur thing. So are there nine other Jax Ulbrichs out there?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't know if you can find somebody who doesn't work. You know, you can't do anything unless the person has a connection to the NFL somehow.
Well, I think they had to get the number. The thought is that they had to be connected to the NFL.
I guess so, but I see, I'm dubious that this is the only way that people get someone's number, and the only reason I'm saying that is because that Michigan defensive coordinator scandal that happened a couple months ago where he was in Schembechler Hall hacking into women's phones who are like gymnasts from UCLA, doing that from Ann Arbor, Michigan, because there's like a database of college athletes' phones. Maybe, he was getting in there to try to find salacious pictures and stuff, because he's clearly, you know, allegedly a big time creep.
Definitely.
So you can get numbers a lot of ways.
Well, also, say you have a friend who goes to the University of Colorado who's in a class with Shedeur. I'm sure the old fashioned way, somebody could know somebody and give Shedeur's number out, because
they had the smoking gun, though, because he admitted it.
I'm a little confused.
And they had the video.
And we're still figuring out, they don't give them special phones for the draft. But this was not Shedeur's main number, right?
I don't know. Shedeur's quite
famous.
I thought they gave out phones, but I guess that's not necessarily true. I think they just are trying to constantly update the most up-to-date information. So it's on these kind of Excel spreadsheet type thing, because it's a living document, because they're constantly updating draftees' phone numbers.
Go ahead.
I see. Pro Football Talk said that there was a specific email that went out to this list that Shedeur had a new number that you should call for the draft.
Got it.
That's the story now. But I thought it was everybody got a draft burner.
That's what I thought.
And that one went away. And this is the last... You know, update is that this was a specific email saying, please update Shedeur's number for the draft.
Yeah, Shedeur said he got the phone from Boost Mobile.
He got burned by a sponsorship deal indirectly?
Boost out of all of them? Boost?
Boost Mobile, yeah. Yeah, this is what I've read multiple times. He said it in one of the videos during that stream. He said that I got this phone from Boost Mobile. So I think the expectation is that these guys aren't using their actual personal phones, but obviously you can't assume that when you're giving out phone numbers, right?
Yeah.
Let's go to Dom, who's in California. What's up, Dom?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Maggie and Perloff. Good morning. I grew up in the day where dads had a heavy hand, and I couldn't imagine being this kid and waiting for the punishment to be levied. What do you think it should be? Should he have his wages attached for the rest of his life? Should he have to mow lawns and wash cars forever?
I mean, well, first, Dom.
No PS5 for a weekend.
thank you for the phone call. Yeah, I don't know what the modern grounding is. Probably just taking away your phone. But here's the thing, Dom, about back in our day or your day, or maybe, you know, when I was a kid or all that stuff. If you do something that is, you know, that is stupid like this, the whole world doesn't find out. And now, granted, it's partly their fault that the world found out, because they were dumb enough to videotape themselves. But clearly the public shame is going to be on this kid. I don't think he's getting a lot of high fives over. I mean, maybe he weirdly becomes a cult hero with his friends or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he's going to have to do community service. The dad is clearly embarrassed. I mean, there's nothing worse as a parent than when your kid does something and you're like, oh, you know. But
this, like, wrecking that family car times 100.
Totally.
Like, nationally embarrassing your dad, who already had a rough year last year.
Yeah, I mean, when you take over for the New York Jets and they get worse, it's tough. But I mean, I think the kid, you're not going to know. You're not going to garnish his wages forever. You're going to hope that he learns his lesson on this one. And, you know, maybe EJ said, what, call center for, you think he should have to do community service at a call center for, I don't know,
a good cause. Yeah, you make it related to the crime or the punishment, right? And that's like, you know, I think about, in some ways a bad example because this guy had other issues. But I remember, like, Penn State was having like off-the-field issues with guys being drunk and belligerent out in the campus and causing issues. And Joe Paterno, what he had them do? He had them clean up Happy Valley after every game for the whole season. Mm. Like, that was their punishment for a whole season, right? So it was like, oh, you guys want to be jerks and screw up the campus? All right, well, after our games, this is what the people who deal with this stuff deal with.
Right. It's a little like Michael Vick becoming a spokesperson for PETA.
Exactly.
You know? It's like you live your apology. And yeah, I think maybe he does something like that. And he's 21, so he's got the rest of his life ahead.
I mean, you could force him to be a Browns fan. I should leave after that line. I'm done.
Listen,
hey, guys, have a great day. I'll see you on Friday. That's the best I got.
Look, we have a rule against what is it, cruel and unusual punishment?
Yeah, no, that's too far. 100,000, I could see that.
This is America, Perloff. You can't just do that.
The Constitution protects the Olbricht.
For now. Bogerseth headlines.
He was a Jets fan, by the way. It ain't that different.
Headlines are sponsored by Frank Finger MD. The last name says it all. Only fingers, no hands or forearms. Office hours and pricing at frankfinger.net. With the Lakers season over, courtesy of last night's 103-96 Game 5 home loss to the T-Wolves, it's time for LeBron to not answer questions about his playing future.
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. Something I sit down with my family, my wife, and my support group and kind of just talk through it and see what happens. And then just have a conversation with myself on how long I want to continue to play.
Wait. So, yeah, please.
Is there any chance he retires? We haven't talked about that once.
I don't think so. I think this is, does he play just next year or more than next year?
Yeah, like, are we going to have that same conversation that we had last summer? Is LeBron going to retire? Is he going to come back? Does he want to play with Bronny? This, that, and the third. Are we going to have that conversation for another summer?
No, I'm not. I mean, Luka's here.
If you had to handicap it 0 to 100, Maggie, you...
Zero. I think zero. That he's deciding, does he want to just pick up the player option for the $51 million, or does he want to try to get the Lakers to give him an extension? You know, the Lakers gave Kobe that thank you and farewell, you know, last contract. I know Kobe did a lot more for the organization, but they kind of have a bit of a track record of paying guys well past their prime.
Well, I'm going to give it at least 5 just so Manny doesn't cut that sound. Because what if he did retire? I mean, he's 40.
But then Bronny has to go.
No, the bigger thing is, to me, he wants a farewell tour. He wants rocking chairs and gifts. He's not going away in the offseason. He wants you to know he's leaving.
Yeah, okay. He talked about how maybe he doesn't want that. That's ridiculous. I agree with Bogus. He definitely does.
I'd also be very
good, too.
Yeah,
he's still very
his
good.
Numbers are good, but he's not great anymore.
Can I tell you, I think the farewell tour, though, could backfire because I think teams could take it as a, you know, giving out a rocking chair. Who they did that? Mariano Rivera or Derek Jeter or something?
Rivera got one with the broken bats.
Because of his cutter.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, I mean... Does someone give LeBron James the full set of, like, the Hunger Games, you know, box set?
Taco Tuesday kit.
Maybe
like a Rogaine or something like
that.
Yeah,
I was going to say, people can really get mean. Like, people don't think he actually read those books. You know, do you give him the platinum, like, Blu-ray edition of The Godfather, a movie he clearly hasn't seen but won't admit it?
Give him Just for Men.
Stay on that hair tip, huh?
Just these are the things people talk about with LeBron James. Not much to talk about. He's a handsome, impressive man.
Billionaire.
Yeah, exactly. Great.
You don't think the Celtics are going to try? I mean, maybe not the Celtics. It'd be a little too on the nose. But you don't think someone's going to try to troll him with one of these gifts to get a headline?
Oh, yeah. But it all good fun. I think.
The Charlotte Hornets, maybe, because they need a headline.
Acting lessons?
Oh, Noah would be the best one. The Bulls should give him, like, an actual, like,
goat.
Right. Like, just come out with a goat. Yeah.
Like,
give him one of Jordan's jerseys.
Just say, this is the closest you're ever to a GOAT.
Well, here,
sir.
Let me ask you a question. Wayne Gretzky was at Ovechkin's record game. Will Michael Jordan be at LeBron's last game?
Hell no.
No. I was shocked that Gretzky was there. Remember, I didn't think he was going to show.
Yeah,
it became personal with me.
He has no obligation. Like, Kareem had an obligation to be there for the point scoring because he was passing his record. I don't think Kareem
and in
really
a Laker
wanted to be
uniform.
There. Yeah, and in a Laker uniform. But no, there's the Michael Jordan. It's like, you know, all right, join me in the golf course, kid or man.
So LeBron had those questions lobbed at him because the Lakers in part couldn't take advantage of the T-Wolves going 7-for-47 from three last night. Rudy Gobert negated that with postseason career highs, 27 points and 24 rebounds.
Yeah, 24 rebounds.
Good.
He was a dragon tonight.
Anthony Edwards, just as amazed as you are, now the T-Wolves...
Don't act so shocked. You guys have been teammates for 5 years.
24 rebounds? Oh, my God.
They're waiting now on the Rockets and Warriors, who are headed back to San Francisco for Game 6 tomorrow night because of Houston's 131-116 home route last night. 26 points from Fred VanVleet, 25 for Amen Thompson, 24 for Dylan Brooks. Now a scary, insane scene last night in Pittsburgh. A Pirates fan fell out of the right field seats during the game with the Cubs. It was a 21-foot drop to the warning track. The man eventually removed on a stretcher, taken to the hospital. He was in critical condition on the last update. Pirates manager Derek Shelton saw it happen in real time.
Even though it's, you know, 350 feet away or whatever it is, I mean, the fact of how it went down and then, you know, laying motionless, like while the play's going on, I mean, you know, but just it's extremely unfortunate. I mean, that's an understatement.
So I'll be honest, when I watched the video, I thought he went over on purpose because he's not like reaching for a ball or anything. Like,
I thought he was going to be like reaching for a foul ball or a home run ball.
Nope. No. But people have sat around him are now saying that he was incredibly intoxicated and he was just getting up excited because of Andrew McCutchen's 2-run double and like accidentally threw himself over the railing. Because he was that over the top and everything.
Yeah, when I first saw the video, that was my reaction as well. I mean, and the guy doesn't have a shirt off, so I mean, that's a telltale sign of him maybe being inebriated.
Oh, he's got no shirt on?
Yeah. And then I agree. Like, I mean, it was a rip the other way, and just out of excitement.
But the ball was nowhere near him.
Yeah. And I guess he was just too drunk to realize that he was leaning forward, and the handrailing that he was leaning on was just incredibly short, and he just went over.
Oof. Yeah, a lot of people have died this way, right? I mean, over the years.
At the Texas Rangers. I
remember. Especially those old, like where I grew up with Veterans Stadium, there were some really dangerous stadiums, and there were a number of deaths of fans falling out. I always get nervous. I will not sit on the front row at the upper deck.
This is why I don't do heights. I'm not good with heights.
Me and you, Manny, we're on the ground.
Nope. Level 200.
Just these daredevils go up high.
Some of these things are just so steep too. Horrible thing, and we hope that he pulls through and everything turns out okay. But some of whether it's for a music show or whether it's for a sporting event, the stands are so steep. Like your Barclays Center, where you call games sometimes.
Once.
Thank
you, though.
It's crazy.
Yeah, the upper deck there is almost, it's like just like north or south of being a slide, like the staircase. Like it's just on like the correct trajectory that you don't just slide down it to get out.
Gravity doesn't do its thing.
Right.
You know what I always thought was crazy? The right field, and it might happen in left field too, at your old stadium, Shea Stadium, that thing was a mile in the air, and the seats were right next to the sky, basically.
Yeah, the upper deck at Shea Stadium was great.
It struck me as crazy dangerous, because obviously Mets fans had to be super drunk to tolerate that.
Moving
team
on,
for
the
years.
Orioles took their rubber game with the Yankees 5-4 last night. I was going to mention the Phillies, but not now. And the Cardinals beat the Reds twice in Cincinnati yesterday, 6-0 in the afternoon, 9-1 at night. Odyssey NHL insider Andrew Perloff now reporting Alex Ovechkin is good.
And the power play starts now. Ovechkin scores! The face-off win to him! Bang, bang, see you later! Ovechkin makes makes it 1-0 Washington.
If the 897 regular season goals were enough proof, you have that from last night. John Walton in Caps Radio. Ovi starting Washington towards a 4-1 win over the Canadiens, taking that series in five games. The Panthers also done with the Lightning, winning their game 5-6-3 in Tampa. And the Jets down the Blues 5-3 for a 3-2 series edge. Guys, back to you.
Bogish, thanks so much. Asking you a question, is J.J. Redick cut out for this? Lakers go down last night, losing the first round of the Timberwolves. We've got the details for you next.
I sincerely hope he whipped his kid's ass.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Lakers go home. LeBron James, Luka Doncic, J.J. Redick, now Perloff to pick up the pieces here and figure out how to get this thing, how to change the roster first and foremost to become more competitive in what is a gangbusters Western Conference. Want to play a little J.J. Redick sound from last night. Now, we brought you the story. Actually, can we start before the game? You guys still have that sound from the pregame press conference. I love getting a thumbs up from you over there. This is J.J. Redick pregame. Now, listen. The question, a little bit clunky, asking if he's going to consult his assistant coaches, Pearl, on substitution patterns during the game because J.J. Redick played his entire starting five the whole second half in game four.
As you watch the film, what do you recall about your thought process in the moment, sticking with the five you stuck with in the fourth quarter the other day? And is there an assistant or someone maybe that you'll lean on tonight, maybe to try to get, you know, some other guys involved if that opportunity presents
itself? Are you saying that because I'm inexperienced and that was an inexperienced decision that I made? Do you think I don't talk to my assistants about substitutions every single timeout?
No, I just think there's a lot of coaches lean on their assistants in those situations.
As do I, every single time. That's a weird assumption.
Thank you, Coach.
He put the microphone down and walked away. Now, the interviewer actually could have just said the first part of the question. You look back on the tape, you saw, you know, what did you learn from, you know, not subbing your guys out when they look like they need to be carried out on a stretcher after? Probably could have just stopped it there. But it wasn't a terrible question. And J.J. Redick took it very personally, and he's storming out of a press conference probably an hour before you're taking the court.
Yeah, it's interesting that the interviewer added that little part I get where JJ was. I get why JJ was offended. But, you know, coaches, isn't it part of their job is to sit there and take it when they're losing and you don't walk out? It's so funny that JJ was in the media and yet he's the most sensitive to the media coach in the league, arguably, right now. Maybe I can't think of anyone else who storms out.
Yeah.
I mean, Missoula's bizarre. I don't know what he's
doing.
Yeah,
that's a totally different thing. Okay, so now the team loses, okay? And again, Reddick forced to use a very, very tight rotation. Guys definitely look tired, including LeBron. Luka injured his back, like got it banged up a little bit. So he looked bulky, all that stuff. JJ Redick saying that the Lakers just missed too many shots last night.
The offensive part of it tonight in particular was... We missed wide open threes. We missed a couple shots at the rim. We got good looks.
Yeah, none of that happens in a vacuum, right? Like, yeah. This isn't a thing where you go, make or miss league. It's like, I think guys didn't have their legs underneath them, Pearl. Far be it, J.J. Redick knows more basketball than I do, but it seems like there's a clear correlation.
Right, but, you know, the obvious argument is, like, who did he not put it? I'm looking at the people who didn't play last night. Markieff Morris, Wash, Alex Len, never had a Jackson Hayes. That's a bit controversial, but then Shake Milton, Bronny, Dalton Connect. I thought Dalton Connect was going to be an impact player this year. We were wrong about that. He doesn't really have the roster to do much else.
Yep, and that's going to be now on Rob Pelinka. Can I hear more from JJ? Cut five, please, Manny, that he's going to have to look for a way for the team to get better this offseason.
I'll use my own thoughts to evaluate myself, and I'll use what my players say and what my coaching staff says to evaluate, but... You know, I know I can be better, and I know I will get better. I don't necessarily take any satisfaction from how the year went. That's not to say I'm not proud of what the group was able to do and how we were able to figure things out on the fly.
See, the problem is you don't have a lot of time. If you really think that Luka and LeBron can actually win a title together, if this is just about Luka and JJ Redick growing old together in this arrangement, and LeBron James and his title hopes are not a factor anymore, then fine, you've got plenty of time to figure it out. But if you are actually trying to win a title with LeBron, you've got next year probably.
Yeah, it's going to be hard, and also you don't have that much roster flexibility. I like your wording earlier. Luka dropped out of heaven into their roster. They need another miracle. They need I don't know who it is. I almost wish we could ask, what's the one player that you could guarantee would put them over the top?
Well, it's the Lakers. We'll find out. Because arrive on their doorstep.
Giannis jumps to mind, but they can't do that. So I don't know where this magical player comes from.
Let's go to the phones. Want to hit Nadal as our pal in Dallas. Nadal wants to talk about the other big story in sports today, not just the Lakers losing, but this prank call scandal that's happened in the NFL with the Falcons defensive coordinator's son pranking Shador Sanders. The coach got fined $100,000. The team got fined $250,000. Nadal, what do you think?
Good morning. Yeah, so some people may forget that the league is the franchisor and the teams are franchisees, right? So if you remember in the previous call, I had a couple restaurants in Kansas City and we're franchised and we have a corporate office just like the NFL. So if the NFL tells the franchisee, the teams, hey, you got to follow A to Z rules and protocols. Otherwise, if not, you're going to be fined or whatever disciplinary action. And the franchisees can pass along that disciplinary action of employees, or the corporate office can, right, you know, fine them. So I completely agree with the fines. I totally think it's appropriate. The defensive coordinator, bless his heart, I feel so sorry for him as a father myself. It's a horrible situation he's in. But, you know, it is totally appropriate. They got to be fined, both of them.
I guess now, how I would flip the question, Nadal, is just, yes, I understand there's protocols here and it's data, so it's very sensitive, but do they deserve it? Like, I'm saying Arthur Blank sitting there, the owner of the Falcons, like, what did I do? I didn't do anything. Now, it might be a protocol, but he kind of get the Falcons, $250,000 is a drop in the bucket to them, but they kind of get the short end of the stick because they get so associated with this scandal when they had nothing to do with it. It's some kid outside the building, and it's Shador Sanders, who they never wanted. They were never targeting
him. Right. Maggie, you know, I have employees,
I can't babysit them. I can't hold their hands 24/7, right?
Yeah.
Neither can these coaches and the Falcons or any franchise, the NFL team. They cannot monitor these players or their kids or their families, right? But it's all linked together.
Yeah.
It is not, it's not the NFL's fault. The NFL's like, hey, man, it's not my problem that you can't control your kids.
Yeah.
You can't. This is very highly personal information exclusively to the draft, like, well, you guys mentioned.
And it also seems like they wanted, someone needed to pay the price for the Shador part of it. Because I think, to Perloff's point, how much are they running down these other prank calls? And, you know, are people investigating Ty Warren, who got pranked, and Abdul Carter, who got pranked? Or is it just
everybody?
About,
everybody should definitely be punished. Everybody. But I think, because Shador is such a big story nowadays, like, it's in the spotlight. But everybody should be punished. As far as the Lakers, if I may share a historic moment in my life.
Yeah, we got about 30 seconds, dude.
Okay,
yeah.
Last night, I'm used to be a huge Lakers fan back in the day in the 80s. But my son's a huge Lakers LeBron fan. After the Lakers lost, he said, hey, bro, I'm done. MJ's the GOAT. I'm sorry. You know, and I said a tear of joy. I was so happy. You know, we had numerous debates, me and him, Kareem, my son, which, you know, I didn't name him after Abdul-Jabbar. I named him after my dad. But whenever my dad annoys me in heated debates, I tell him, hey, Pop, I named him after Abdul-Jabbar, right? How do you like me now?
No, yeah. I love that. Thank you for it. I'm sorry. We have to go. We're just up against it here. That's funny.
By the way, the Falcons have gotten fined more than anybody. I'm just looking. They had the Calvin Ridley, fake crowd noise, Bijan Robinson tampering with
Kirk Cousins.
They don't. This is just a normal write-off for Atlanta. No big deal.
Pull it together, Falcons.
What are we getting fined for today, guys?
Thank you, DJ Stewart, Manny Rodriguez. Thank you to Andrew Bogish and Andrew Kaplan and the Weedos and the Coffee Drinkers. And we're back tomorrow to finish out the week strong. Join us.
That is a required ass whipping.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.